It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network, and you're about to enjoy the Ask Ross segment, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Speaking of 409 Tailgate Club, they are proud to announce a wine and barbecue evening at the Freeze Farm Winery in Berwick on Saturday, July 14th from 5 to 8 p.m. Barbecue will be provided by 409 Tailgate Club and will include pulled pork, beef brisket, and their famous wings. Included in the ticket price is a glass of award-winning tailgate wine, a frozen wine slushy, or a Berwick brewing beer. Musical entertainment will be provided by Red Eye Tribe, and even better, the evening will benefit uplifting athletes. For more information, you can go to our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and go to the link provided on the right side of the screen. We hope to see you there. All right, just so you remember, the winner, the best question as picked by Ross of this week, will win a 409tailgateclub.com gift box. You get some rubs, sauces, and a Tailgate with Honor apron. Ross, are you ready?
I am ready. I love
this. First question, Matt from Scranton. With Nana Asadu's medical condition coming to light, albeit this probably wasn't on the radar a year ago, how much time does an average coaching staff spend on weighing potential medical issues when discussing a recruit?
Well, the good staffs spend more and more than they used to. In the NFL, that's a huge deal. In high school, I think unless it's like a chronic history for a kid, I think the thought process is, okay, the kid had one injury. I don't think that they're as concerned in college with high school injuries as they are in the NFL with college injuries. It's a factor. And I've had college coaches talk to me about specific kids for Go Big Recruiting. Like, they've asked me, what do you know about this kid's knee or whatever?
Right.
But it's not as in-depth as the NFL, because the NFL wants to know, can you last 8 to 10, 12 years? College, it's 5 years max.
Right.
Right? And it's from when you're 18 to 23. There's a much better chance that you'll be able to stay healthy during that time frame, and that whatever you suffered in high school isn't going to be a factor. And doesn't, I don't know how, we don't have any information. I don't know, Bob, if you know how they discovered this for Nana Asadu. I mean, I'll just say this, and we talked about it, people that are loyal listeners know, I love that kid.
Yeah.
I thought he was awesome. I tweeted this week that I thought he had NFL caliber talent. He moved so well. He reminded me of DeBrickashaw Ferguson. I think every rankings we ever did, I had him top eight, top five maybe. He was a fabulous player. It's a really big loss for Penn State. I thought that they had their bookend tackles of the future in Asadu and
Rasheed Walker.
Rasheed Walker. Now they only have one. Look, that's recruiting. You don't know what's going to happen. I don't think anybody knew that. And that's why depth matters. And that's why your entire class matters. And that's why they recruited Bryce Effner. And maybe Bryce Effner ends up being able to hold it down. I don't think he'll be the player Asadu was going to be. But I think they'll be able to hold it down. But I don't know, Bob. Maybe you know more than I do. I think that they're aware of high school injury histories. But it's not as easily gained information as it is in college. Like, you look at the kid's bio and it says, miss four games with a broken hand his sophomore year. Miss in high school, like, where are you getting that information?
Right.
You're asking the coach and the kid, and hopefully they're honest with you. But if you're the coach and the kid, you look at him right in the eye, you go, never heard anything. Right.
You know? Well, and a lot of times, like, you know, so late in a kid's high school career, if he's already, say he's already verbal to Penn State, They'll share the information, because more often than not, they'll have Penn State's team doctor
right
maybe do the surgery or oversee, you know what I mean? That,
cause, the rehab.
Yeah, because they have a pretty top-notch medical group.
I'll just make one more point. That's also why I always tell kids, commit before your senior year of high school. Because if you don't and you suffer a really bad injury and a school has four tight end offers out, then nobody's committed yet, you tear your ACL, they might be like, yeah, we got three tight end offers now. Now, they're right. Not going to announce that.
Right.
But they might not call you anymore. They might not be that interested.
So the one thing is, when it comes to him, his the heart condition was genetic. So you can't, there was no way you could know about it in the recruiting process because a genetic thing doesn't show up until it manifests itself and shows itself. So, all right, let me ask you another one. This comes from Jason in Plano, Texas. Ross, first of all, thank you for introducing the term daddy sodas into all of our lives. I laugh out loud every time I hear that.
Did you apply for a patent for that or no?
Is
that
no, I need to. You told me a trademark. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't say it on the air. No, somebody's going to do it while it's documented that I have established that. It's funny though now because my daughters think anything like in a can like that is a soda. They call them sodas or daddy sodas. So I think it's good because I don't think they'll even drink regular soda because I think they think it's like beer, which is good. We don't need them drinking that crap.
All right. So his question has to do with the rumors of Michael Mannett starting a center, which would push Connor McGovern out to guard. Is it like riding a bike for a guy like McGovern to just switch back positions like that? And does that help or hurt his development for the NFL? I'm just a bit nervous about all these flip-flops, especially considering that Bates gets moved all over the place. I'm just ready for a dominant, cohesive, road-grading offensive line. Thanks.
Yeah, I think McGovern, it's not like riding a bike. It's like anything else that you've done, and you can relearn it, but it's not ideal. It's really not. I hope they figure out what they want to do in training camp early in training camp and then stick with it because like anything else in life, the more you do something, the more reps you have, the more proficient you'll get at it. And it just doesn't seem like they look at it that way. I mean, it seems like they're always flopping them around. Mennett at center, yeah. Mennett at right guard, McGovern here, Bates here, move Fries over there. And you need depth. Yeah. And you want to figure out who your best five is. You want to figure out your best combo. You need depth. It's helpful that Mennett and McGovern can both play center and guard. So something happened. Let's say McGovern center and Mennett's right guard. Well, they now have the freedom that if something happened to McGovern at center, maybe they just pump Mennett over there rather than like Miranda or Simpson and then put C.J. Thorpe in at right guard or something like that. So there's value there. I think it's more valuable to have guys become really proficient at what you're going to ask them to do in the games over and over again.
Man, it worked at center in spring. He did. And you just wonder if McGovern got a couple reps at guard. Not. I'm just saying, I wonder if
they... And he's 326
now. Yeah.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Ask Ross segment is being brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. That's 409tailgateclub.com. All right, let's keep them going. Let's go to Mike in Exeter Township. He says, hello, Ross. 2011.
Maybe this is Michael Mennett. How does he spell his name?
F-R-Y.
Mike Fry.
Mike Fry.
Oh, okay.
He says, hello, Ross, 2011 Berks County Sports Hall of Fame inductee. Is that you?
Oh, that's my. Correct. He is angling.
That's correct. I know Coach Franklin uses the traffic light colors, green, yellow, red, to describe incoming freshmen. I was wondering, with the new redshirt rule, would it possibly change the colors for certain players? I know there are a few pure green guys, Parsons, probably shorter, and because of weight development and position, there are a few pure reds. My question is, who may turn into a yellow or green, and somebody that's been a red may turn to a yellow?
They're going to have a blue, and they're going to have a brown. They're going to have five colors now.
Well, we've talked about it, and I think the guys that were yellows before will hopefully get in like the Kent State game. Maybe even the App State game. Like, I think a yellow you want to see is the guy more a green or more a red. So I think that the yellows are more likely to play. That doesn't mean they're a green, though, yeah. I guess, because you still might want to preserve the year through the first four games. I think I can see it being a guy like maybe Judge Culpepper, Mustafa. Maybe give those guys a couple snaps the first couple games, see what they can do. Whereas before, I don't know if that would have been the case. Who else do you think, Bob?
Yeah, well, I mean, and if yellow would develop during the season and they have an injury, I mean, and you know, and Will, like the Will Fries,
right, the Will
case from 2016, or you just want to throw the kid a bone late in the season because they're going to play some teams that they should handle. Get them some experience. But I do think that there is a distinction, and greens are going to play regardless. But there are going to be some fence fence colored, you know, guys that I think they should definitely look at, especially when they play Kent State. Mustafer being one, Culpepper would be another one. You assume Mike is going to play right away. Justin's going to play right away. They can also reverse it for a guy with like Ricky Slade. If it looks like he's not big enough to handle it early on,
then
they can walk it back and they can save his redshirt.
Maybe even like a Lucada, I could see.
Yeah, I could see Justin playing. Yeah. All right, Marcus in Scranton asks, hey, Ross, listen to you guys all the time. Who's the most underrated player on offense and defense? One only, please.
Underrated offense, underrated defense. Offense, I think I'll go Connor McGovern.
That's my guy. That's my man crush.
I know. I think he's very, very solid. Oh, very solid.
I'm a big Connor
McGovern. People, when they think O-line, they probably think Bates first. Yeah. I think Connor McGovern, what he did as a true freshman at Penn State was really impressive.
Amazing.
Really, right guard, true freshman, Rose Bowl and Big Ten championship game and stuff. On defense, I'll go Robert Windsor. I think Windsor gets no love, gets no credit. He's a good player. And he's a very nice player that I thought might move to O-line when he came to Penn State, but he hasn't, and he's shown to be they really like him as a player. He does exactly what they're looking for.
All right, last minute, we'll try and get to two more. We're going to get to this one. With Penn State's recent recruitment success, get your list up, Ross. The Nittany Lions sit among the nation's top 20 teams now. It seems like it was only yesterday they had three commits and could easily be lost or not found in the recruitment standing. As we reach the end of June, which schools stand out to you as lagging in the national recruitment rankings, and which schools surprise you with their recruitment rankings?
Well, now Penn State is at 23 since the email, behind Purdue, Minnesota, Wisconsin are a couple of the teams that they're behind. Now, Purdue and Minnesota already have 19 commits. Penn State only has 9.
Right.
So Penn State, I think, will close that gap. Looking at the list, I guess I'm surprised that Michigan's still at 5.
Yeah.
I would have thought over the last 3 years that there'd be a little bit more downhill momentum for them. Mississippi State surprised me that their number 8, Moorhead, is not messing around. Conversely, it's rare to see teams like Georgia and Florida State not in the top 10, but they're looking at 12 and 10 commits, so I think that they'll end up getting there. So those are the ones, and Penn State at 23 is – that's lower than you would expect them to be as well. I'm going with the first question. I thought it was the best one. Mark from Scranton asked the question
about Nana.
About Nana and how much research they do on the medical for high school kids. So Mark is the winner.
All right, Mark, 409 Tailgate Club gift basket is coming your way. That'll do it for Ask Ross. Stick around. We finished strong with quarter number 4. We'll be right back.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs, as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.